This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The state Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday on the constitutionality of funding Type 2 charter schools through the MFP. Assistant State Superintendent of Education, Erin Bendeley.
Those are public schools. The state has an obligation to fund those schools.
The controversy is over who authorizes these schools, says Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators, a plaintiff in the 2014 lawsuit.
When the school district says no, then they often appeal to Bessie.
And Bessie often overrides the local school board, creating and funding a new charter with the MFP's combo of state and local tax dollars. That's why the Iberville Parish School Board also sued, seeking millions in school tax dollars returned. School board attorney John Mark Fezzio.
Taxpayers voted to approve taxes to support their local school system. The school board is not getting money because those students are going to the charter school.
Iberville Parish taxpayers voted for creating and building a Magnet Academy. It now gets National Performance Awards, says Superintendent Edward Kansian.
They supported a tax that made this a reality, and look what we've achieved. Just excellence.
The Iberville Charter Academy, authorized by Bessie, earns a school performance score of F. But the Magnet Iberville Math, Science, and Arts Academy doesn't even exist on the state school scores list. Iberville Chief Academic Officer Elvis Cavalier says,
we do a lot of things that are a bit unorthodox.
And one of those things is crediting neighborhood schools with the Magnet school students' test scores, keeping neighborhood school scores up, avoiding state takeover, and the accompanying loss of MFP dollars. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.